Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a roll breakbeat in Ableton Live 12 and tighten it into a deep jungle-style groove with a ragga edge. The big goal here is not to turn your drums into something stiff or overprocessed. We want the opposite. Actually, we want that wild, chopped-up break energy, but cleaned up just enough so it hits hard on a modern system. Think rolling, dark, danceable, and full of atmosphere. That's the jungle sweet spot. So if you're ready, open Ableton Live 12 and let's build a break that feels alive, weighty, and ready for a proper DNB drop. First, start with a breakbeat that already has some character. Don't pick the cleanest, most polished drum loop you can find. For jungle, a little mess is a good thing. You want natural swing, ghost notes, and a snare that already feels strong. Drag the break onto an audio track. If it isn't warping correctly, double-click the clip and make sure warp is turned on. For a percussive loop, set warp mode to beats. If the break has really sharp transients, try a transient-based mode so Ableton handles the hits more naturally. If you're aiming for a classic jungle feel, something around 170 to 175 BPM works really well. And even if the sample came from a different tempo, that's fine. Ableton can stretch it. The important part is the groove and character. Now let's clean the break up a little. Open the clip and zoom in on the waveform. Focus on the main kick and snare hits first. Those are the backbone. If the snare is late, nudge it forward a little using warp markers or a slice. If one ghost note is poking out too much, lower its clip gain a bit. Usually just a small move, maybe -2 to -5 dB, is enough. And here's a really important coach note. Don't try to fix every tiny hit. That's how you kill the vibe. In jungle, the main snare should be tight. The kick should feel solid, but the tiny fill-in hits can stay a little loose. In fact, that looseness is part of the atmosphere. If a transient is ugly or a slice clicks, use a fade or a short crossfade. You want the front edge of the hit to be clean, but the tail can stay a little messy. That's a very jungle thing. Clear transients, messy tail. That contrast gives the break its personality. Next, if the break feels a little thin, support it with a simple kick and snare layer. Don't replace the break, just reinforce it. Use a short kick sample and a snappy snare sample. You can load both into a drum rack, or use separate audio tracks if that feels easier. Keep it basic. The kick should be short and punchy, not boomy. The snare should have enough body to cut through, but not so much that it fights the original break. A little support goes a long way. The goal is to make the break hit harder, not to bury its character. Now let's tighten the groove. In Ableton, open the groove pool and try a light swing or shuffle feel. A little groove can make the break dance, especially at high tempo. But don't overdo it. If you push the swing too far, the break can start to feel lazy instead of rolling. A good beginner move is to apply a groove lightly, around 20 to 45% strength, and start with timing rather than velocity. If you're working with MIDI drums, quantize only the obvious offbeat notes. Leave the ghost notes with some life in them. If you're working with audio, use warp markers to tighten the main transients and leave the micro-tining character alone. That little bit of push and pull is what keeps jungle feeling human. At 172 BPM, tiny timing differences create bounce, not mess. Now let's shape the break on a bus. Group the drums or route them to a drum bus. Then add Ableton stock devices in a simple chain. A very usable starting chain is EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and then saturator. Use EQ8 first if there is any unwanted low rumble. A gentle high pass or a small cut below 30 to 40 Hz is usually enough. Then add drum bus. Keep drive subtle, maybe around 5 to 15%. You can leave boom off or keep it very light. Damp can sit around the middle. After that, add glue compressor. Start with a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Use a slightly slower attack, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the snare can still punch through. Release can be auto or around 0.3 seconds. If the compressor starts flattening the snare, back off. That crack is important. Then add saturator with soft clip-on and just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. This can bring out texture and make the break feel a bit older, dirtier, and more rugged. And honestly, that's a good thing. Jungle often benefits more from character than from perfection. If your drum starts sounding too digital or too shiny, reduce the processing instead of adding more. Sometimes a tiny amount of saturation does more for the vibe than a bunch of EQ boosts ever could. Now it's time for the ragga atmosphere. This is where the track starts to feel like deep jungle instead of just a drum loop. Set up a return track or an effect chain with echo, reverb, oil filter, and utility. Use echo with a short delay time, like 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the feedback modest, maybe 20 to 40%. Add a filter so the repeats stay dark and smoky. Then follow that with reverb. Keep the decay around 2 to 5 seconds, with a medium or large size, but make sure the low end is cut so it doesn't muddy the drums. Auto filter is great here for movement. You can slowly open or close the tone of the return, so it breathes with the arrangement. And utility is useful if the return gets too wide or starts feeling loose in the stereo field. Send small amounts of snare, ghost notes, rim shots, or chopped vocal snippets into that return. You don't want the reverb washing over everything. You want a few carefully placed echoes and tails that create that smoky, dubby atmosphere. A classic move here is to automate a delay throw on the last snare before a phrase change. Keep it subtle, not clean and poppy. Dark, distant, and ragged. That's the vibe. For example, if you have an 8-bar intro, let the break roll dry for the first 4 bars. Then bring in a delay vocal chop and a reverb tail on the final snare before the drop. Suddenly the loop feels like it belongs in a real tune, not just a practice project. Now let's make room for the bass. Deep jungle only works when the low end has space. If the bass and the break are fighting each other, the whole thing loses power. Use a simple sub or a Reese line with operator or wavetable. Keep the sub mostly mono. If needed, use utility and enable bass mono. Lightly sidechain the bass to the kick with compressor so the kick can punch through. Keep the sub strong around the 40 to 60 Hz range, but controlled. If you're using a Reese, keep the low end tight and mono, and let any stereo width live mostly in the upper harmonics. You can use auto filter or phaser flanger for movement, but don't spread the bottom end out wide. That just turns your drop into mud. And here's a really useful check. Before adding more layers, ask yourself, can I hear the main snare and the pocket? If the answer is yes, you're already doing well. If the snare still feels strong and the groove still breathes, the loop is working. At this point, don't just leave it as a loop. Make a little arrangement so it feels like the start of a track. Try this kind of structure. For bars 1 to 4, let the break play with just atmosphere. For bars 5 to 8, bring in the bass. For bars 9 to 12, add a rag of vocal chops or a stab. Then for bars 13 to 16, change the break slightly with a fill or by muting one beat to create tension. You can also automate small details to keep the loop alive. Open a filter a bit over time. Raise echo feedback on one vocal chop. Push drum bus drive just a little during a fill. Send a touch more reverb on a final snare hit. The key here is tiny movement, not big chaos. In darker D&B, small changes are often more powerful than huge sweeps because they preserve the pressure and leave room for the low end. Let's talk about a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't overquantize the break. If every hit is locked perfectly to the grid, the groove gets stiff and loses its old-school energy. Tighten the snare first, then the kick, and leave the tiny fill hits alone unless they're really causing clutter. Second, don't make the break too loud compared to the bass. The bass and kick should define the foundation. The break should sit in that pocket and drive it forward. Third, be careful with too much reverb on the drums. Use it mostly on sends, filter it, and use it like a transition tool, not as a permanent wash over the groove. Fourth, keep the low end mono. If your sub is wide, the mix will fall apart fast, especially in a club context. And fifth, don't overcompress. If the break loses its crack and urgency, ease off the compression and let the snare breathe again. A few extra pro-style ideas can really level this up. You can layer a very quiet filtered noise, vinyl texture, rain, or tape hiss under the break for underground mood. Keep it subtle, though. It should be felt more than heard. You can also make a half-bar switch by duplicating the loop and removing one kick or ghost hit in bar 2. That tiny change can make a 2-bar loop feel much bigger. Another great trick is a snare answer. Add a very short rim shot or percussion hit right after the main snare, low in the mix, so it feels like an echo of the backbeat. And if the break feels too clean, try using a bit more drum bus drive instead of boosting EQ. That usually sounds more natural in jungle. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Set a timer for 15 minutes and make a 2-bar deep jungle loop. Load one breakbeat loop and warp it correctly. Tighten only the main snare and kick hits. Add a kick or snare layer if it needs more weight. Put EQ8, drum bus, and glue compressor on the break bus. Create one return with echo and reverb for Rada-style throws. Add a simple sub-bass with operator or wavetable. Sidechain the bass slightly to the kick. Then automate one small delay throw on the last snare of the loop. When you're done, listen back once on headphones and once on speakers. The goal is not a finished track. The goal is a loop that feels like a real jungle foundation. So let's wrap it up. Start with a break that already has character. Tighten only the important hits. Support the break with simple layers, not heavy replacement. Use light groove, subtle compression, and a touch of saturation to keep energy and swing. Leave room for the sub. Keep the low end controlled. Then use echo, reverb, and small automation moves to add that ragga atmosphere and phrase movement. Think like a D&B arranger. Build tension. Leave space. Make every 8 bars feel intentional. And remember, the best jungle loops usually aren't the most perfect ones. They're the ones that breathe, hit hard, and still feel a little dangerous.